Today on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
You know, if we are going to be cutting anything out, let's cut the right stuff out for the right reasons.
But as you just let the bleeding carry on so long in your business that it becomes terminal.
All bad things at that point. I've never had anybody go bankrupt or have business failure and say, wow, that was awesome.
Sometimes it is the right thing to actually take a step back, trim things back, whether that's headcount or costs. You can come back bigger, stronger, with more experience, and you're actually set up for growth in the future.
Sometimes you need to prune the bush for it to grow, but you do need to grow it. You're not able to just keep shrinking it. Now, when that happens, beware of your accountant, because they're going to tell you to go through and just start cutting expenses.
And if you don't do this properly, you can also lose good team members. Tough times build tough people. And sometimes as a business owner, you need to make the tough decisions. It's okay to downsize in the right situation. Tune in to today's podcast where we'll talk about what is the right situations and how to make the best of your downsizing challenges. Howdy there, Tony Fraser-Jones, host of the Profitable Tradie Podcast. Beaming in today with Phil Smith, my good mate.
How you doing?
I'm well, mate.
Good.
Yeah. What's the good news?
Good news. Oh, plenty of good news. Actually, there's been lots of good things lately. Been on some pretty cool holidays. And
Phil's just bought a very cool caravan.
Yeah.
Massive caravan and a new Amarok ute.
Yeah. So for those Ranger fans out there, come at me. What's going on?
And he sent me a picture of him taking the family on holiday. That ute looked like a beast of burden, my man. Like,
oh, it had everything.
Canoes, bikes, flipping
surfboards, paddle boards, everything strapped up.
You are loaded up to the gunnels, mate.
Mate, yeah, we took every leisure activity you can imagine on that camping trip. It was bloody awesome.
And there was a small episode with eggs.
Oh yeah, we smashed the caravan fridge flew open mid drive. Smashed 24 eggs all over the caravan. So that was a fun cleanup.
Nice.
Yeah, good way to start the camping trip.
Scrambled
but,
eggs.
It was a great trip. So that's awesome.
Anyway.
All right.
What are we on about?
Today we're talking about how, you know, tough times can happen to anyone. And, you know, honestly, at the moment, you know, maybe a little bit more so than it has been for the last few years. And one thing is, you know, we have, if you've listened to this podcast quite a bit, we often do talk about growth and how to grow your business. And we talk about improvement and growth as quite synonymous. But, you know, the reality is improvement is not always growth. And sometimes you do have to have a little bit of improvement, which may be the opposite of growth. But what we're really here to talk about today is the fact that these two things don't have to be separate. They're not the same, but they're not separate either. And basically to talk about when it is okay to trim the fat a little bit.
When's it okay to downsize? Because sometimes it is. You do get in tight spots, whether that's financially, maybe it's stress-wise as well. And cutting back or trimming can seem like the best option. And there's always that sort of, you know, mental gymnastics in your head. Am I taking the soft option and giving up, or is it the sensible thing to do right now to actually take a step back and make things a little bit smaller so we can get on top of things? And that's a really fair question, which we really want to dig into today.
Yeah, big time. And I'm sure you got a little story or analogy for us.
I do. Well, people may not know this, but I actually quite like roses. Like, yeah. You know, the flowers.
He also likes rainbows.
Unicorns.
You know, unicorns. And candlelit dinners on the beach.
Not necessarily in that order, but anyway. So I like roses, and the thing about roses is, you know, when they've finished flowering and when the season's finished, you got to trim them real hard. And so they're massive bushes, and then you trim them right back to the basically just a wee skeleton. And you do that for the health of the plant. You do that to get rid of the old wood, the diseased wood, and all the energy of the plant can go into, you know, regenerating, and the thing just grows again the next year. Bigger, better, and stronger. If you don't prune it, it just gets woody and it looks terrible. And so the same thing happens in your business. Sometimes you do have to prune, you have to cut back for the health of the plant, for the health of the business, so that it can, you know, it can grow again in the future and be stronger and healthier. And that's important.
Yeah, well, just like gardening, business is seasonal. You know, there are good seasons, there are less good seasons. You know, there's time to boom and there's time to, you know, make sure that we weather the storms. So that's what it's all about. And just being able to recognise these times and have a plan for it.
Sometimes you do need to downsize. And I think that's, you know, we want to have a discussion about that today. So you may recognise that you're in one of those seasons, one of those situations where, you know, that strategic sort of pullback is important.
Yeah, 100%. And honestly, if you don't have a plan, you know, to be able to notice these times, know when it is the right time and take some action, we can run into some big headaches.
Well, what tends to happen is you just let the bleeding carry on so long in your business that it becomes terminal. Your head's buried in the sand, you're so busy with what's happening today, you're not seeing what's happening, and you can lose everything. And it gives you a feeling of being out of control as well, which is horrible. That when you're out of control, your mind just goes to a crazy place and you can't make good decisions, and it just affects your whole, you know, affects your whole life. And if you don't do this properly, you can also lose good team members. You know, you actually end up having to get rid of people, and good people, people you've brought up and you've trained, and they're important to you, and you've got to let them go when you probably didn't need to as well. You can lose lots of money as well, and you know, if you're not across this and you don't take action when you need to and recognize it, that can lead to business failure. There's lots of people who have gone bankrupt because they just didn't take the action that they needed. They let it go on too long, and then there's all the associated shame and stress that goes with that.
Yeah, all bad things at that point. I've never had anybody go bankrupt or have business failure and say, wow, that was awesome.
No, it's not ideal.
Yeah, so let's avoid
that. Best to be avoided.
Best to be avoided. So, look, on the other hand, you know, if we do have, you know, some action taking going on in these moments, we stand to gain a lot.
Well, if you're decisive and you know what action to take, you can stem the bleeding. That's important. And you take control of the situation, which is massive. So you're actually front-footing things. You're being proactive. You're spinning the wheel rather than the wheel being spun for you. You protect your cash flow. And you can protect the key assets in your business as well. That might be people or relationships or equipment. You know, if you let it go too long, sometimes you've got to cut way deeper than you want to, and you lose key people. And if you do it, you can come back bigger, stronger, with more experience, and you're actually set up for growth in the future, which is important. Just like the rose bush is actually stronger and healthier for a good hard prune, the same can happen in your business. Actually can take some of the fat out of the business that was getting a bit flabby anyway.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a Formula One car, right? Like everybody's always, all the engineers are really working to see what can we get rid of to make the car go faster. But you're not getting rid of it just to get rid of it. You're getting rid of it to make the car go faster. And that's the whole point is, you know, if we are going to be cutting anything out, let's cut the right stuff out for the right reasons for our gain, not just for the sake of shrinkage. So let's talk about how we actually do this. You know, when's the right time?
Yeah,
how do we do it?
This is the key thing. And I think as you mentioned, obviously we're business coaches and our, what we call profitable trading, which is about making you more profitable so you can have a better lifestyle and enjoy life and have fun. It's about growth. And typically as business owners, we do need to grow our business so that we can have a team that we can support, get us out of the field, create a business where we can have management running the business so we've got time, money and freedom. And that does typically require growth. However, if you think about a war, and I just watched Napoleon, obviously an interesting movie, interesting guy. He was a good general until he wasn't. And the Battle of Waterloo, you know, the best thing he was faced, you know, with two armies and basically overwhelming odds. The best thing he could have done there was probably withdraw.
Yeah.
And live to fight another day.
Yeah. Come back another day stronger.
Instead he tried to duke it out with him and he got, you know, got messed up and sent to exile, and that was that. And so we've got to think about it in those terms. You know, sometimes it is the right thing to actually take a step back, trim things back, whether that's headcount or costs, time, whatever it is, so that we can make the business strong, we can reset, have a strategic pullback, if you like, and then go again.
Yeah.
When things are more in our favor and when we're back on the front foot. And that's really the when you want to downsize. That it's fine to do that. That's actually part of business, recognizing that.
Yeah, and I want to speak to one of your points there a little bit more, Tony, if you don't mind, is that, you know, we do see this a lot with our clients, is that a lot of the time people are going to say, hey, I feel like I've been having these issues and I want to pare this back or get rid of this person or, you know, drop this client, but they might be hesitant to talk to us about it or to talk to anyone about it because they feel like going backwards is a failure or it's not what we want to hear or not what we help with. But actually, like, you got to remember that what we help with is improvement of your business. And so that's really what we're doing, is sometimes these actions are improvement of your business. And also, like you're saying, is you do still need to grow. Like, it's not that this is not a growth plan, but essentially we're being the rose bush, right? Where sometimes you need to prune the bush for it to grow, but you do need to grow it. You're not able to just keep shrinking it. The train goes one way or the other. And so if you send it back the other way with no intention of getting back into growth mode at some point, then you will end up with less time, money and freedom. That's inevitable, and that's not the point of being in business. So I think it's just, again, making that point that these are not completely different. They're not the same, but they're not different. So it's just making that clear.
In the long term, shrink your way to prosperity and lifestyle freedom. It doesn't
absolutely
work.
Absolutely not.
But you sometimes do need to shrink in the short term so you can reposition for the long term.
That's it. Just like Napoleon. Should have pulled out. Anyway. So
there's probably three reasons that we need to dwell on or look at as to why you may need to actually pull back and downsize. And the first is financial. That's important. The second is sort of like stress or personal well-being.
Yep.
And the third is, you know, your team. You've got some issues with your team.
Yeah, big time. Well, let's start with financial. So, look, I think the first thing is, you know, as an indicator or a sign that you may need to pull back is falling revenue. You know, and this could be troubles with the economy. Could be you've lost a couple of big clients. Could be you've pivoted work type and you're not bringing in the same money as you were. Now, when you have falling revenue, obviously that's less money coming into the top of your funnel. But if you still have the same money that's coming out, you're going to end up with less at the end. So really, really important that you're mindful of that falling revenue could mean that you need to trim some expenses out, or otherwise you're just not going to balance to a profitable point. So when that revenue starts falling, you've got two options. You can either aim to build it back up through marketing and sales and, you know, growing your team capacity, or you're going to have to look at balancing your expenses differently, because if you do neither of those things, that's actually when you get into trouble. But either of those options, whether it's growing the revenue back up or whether it's trimming some of your expenses back, at least you still remain a profitable business, which you have to be, or otherwise you just can't sustain things. And then the next part of that is really your fixed costs, so, you know, your overheads or your OPEX. When your revenue is falling, you can end up in a position where your fixed costs become a really huge percentage of your revenue. Essentially, they're too high. Or it could be that you've just added a lot to your fixed costs in order to provide a platform for growth and get that revenue up. But it hasn't happened. It hasn't materialized. And so now your fixed costs are too high. You're not bringing in enough revenue at the top to actually, you know, warrant all of these costs, and so you're not profitable. Now, when that happens, beware of your accountant, because they're going to tell you to go through and just start cutting expenses to the point of profitability. Now, sometimes you need those expenses to grow your business and to actually balance everything back out, but, you know, there may be times when that's not doable. I spoke to a client just the other day, and looking at the changes they'd made, honestly, they just went too fast. They tried to grow too fast, and they added too much overhead too fast. So yes, the growth would come eventually, and yes, they'd be able to balance this eventually, but it would have taken months and months and months. They needed to have about a 6x revenue growth in order to actually balance this. And in the meantime, they wouldn't have been able to keep up their cash flow long enough to actually realize the benefit. And so they have no option. They have to cut some stuff out.
Yeah, it's just that simple. It's when we talk about fixed costs, we're talking about, you know, salaries for people in the office, rent, accounting, marketing, you know, and often it's equipment costs, and you'll have debts that you've got to pay and stuff as well, form part of it. And so that's important. And looking at your debts is important as well. You know, how big are your debts? How much are the repayments? Are you able to stay on top of those? Do you have to exit some of those? You know, if you've got a 20-ton excavator, can you actually afford to keep that right now? Or can you do that work with another piece of equipment so you maximize the revenue from the capital base you have? Because sometimes, you know, you're actually overcapitalized with that stuff. The key thing here is looking at, is the hole actually getting bigger or is it getting smaller? Now, if it's getting bigger, then you do really have to start trimming. That's when you look at it. And you know, you do a cash flow forecast, look at your budgets, look at your balance sheet, how much debt you've got, and you might need to actually retrench some of that to stabilize the platform so you can live to fight another day.
Yeah, that's massive. And again, like, maybe your hole is getting smaller, but again, how quick is it getting smaller? How long can you keep that hole there before it's unmanageable? You know, will you ever be able to get out of it? These are things you need to be able to figure out. Now, the details that you need to figure this stuff out, it's all right there in your financials. But I think sometimes what we can do is that we can throw that Hail Mary pass without really doing any thinking about it. You know, like, hey, if I buy this machine, I could do all of this extra work. And it's like, yeah, that's cool, but like, how much work have you got coming in that would be relevant for? How much extra work could you bring in? Do you have enough guys to operate that machine? Or is there only one guy who knows how to do it and he's busy on another huge project, so he's not going to be able to? In the meantime, what's that costing you? And, you know, how's it going to bring any money back in? This is all stuff you can figure out, but it, you know, gives you the knowledge that you need to know whether you are actually in a position to, you know, to pare things back, or whether or not you're
The simple answer here is, financially, if the bleeding's too strong and it's not stopping, then you might have to pull back a bit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you can figure all this out. That's the
And the second thing is you know, you might want to downsize for personal stress reasons. You know, like it's just getting too much. You can't take it anymore. It's too overwhelming. And you know, that is a really tricky one. And I understand that that's an issue, but it's one you got to be really careful of, because what's actually happening in this situation is your business is telling you something. It's telling you that it's not operating properly, that you're too important, that you're the key person, and everything's relying on you. We might pull back in the short term, which is fine, and might reduce the stress, but the less people you have, the less team you have, inevitably, if you want to grow at all, it's all just going to come piling back on you.
Yeah.
So in the short term, it's probably okay to pull back. If you really do need to do that, then that's okay, but it's about what lessons do I need to learn from where I've been to actually not make these mistakes again.
Yeah, and the point in pulling back there is so you pull back to give yourself time and breathing room to fix the problems.
Yeah.
So that you can stop being told these same messages by the business.
That's right.
That's the point of it. It's not just to sweep them under the rug. I think very much about, you know, your business is almost like a little baby at this point. So, you know, if you think about a baby cries to tell you something's not right. You know, it's hungry, it's cold, it's tired, whatever. And that's why it cries. It's because it wants to tell you something, but it doesn't know how to tell you. So that's what it's doing. It's causing a tantrum. Your business is the same. Like, the reason why you're experiencing these difficulties, this is your business crying, essentially, telling you you've got issues. Now, the big thing that you'd like to do with that baby is, if you figure out the baby's hungry, well, feed it. Yeah, feed it, and it'll stop crying, and everybody's better off for it. The worst thing you could do is, you know, think, oh, the baby's crying, something's wrong. So, you know what I'll do is I'll jump in the car, and I'll drive away, and I'll come back in 2 hours, and hopefully it's stopped crying. If the baby's hungry, it's still crying, man. So, again, you're not shrinking to ignore the problem and make it go away. You're shrinking to give yourself time to figure out the problem and fix it.
Yeah, and often the problem in these stress situations is, one, you've got some learning to do about how to hire people. So you've probably hired people who weren't great, and they've added stress, not a relief, to your business. And so you're going to have to learn how to hire people. You're going to have to learn how to structure people properly. You have to put, you know, good systems in place and processes in place so the team can follow it, and that will make life much easier for you. But by, you know, retrenching a little bit, give yourself a bit of breathing space to get on top of that, then you can go again.
Yeah, that's right. And you can learn to actually, you know, hire those right people and put those right systems in place. That's the whole point. Because at the end of the day, it's like you said earlier, man, definition of a business, right? I mean, it's a commercial profitable enterprise works without you. So often shrinking is actually counterproductive to that.
In the long term.
In the long term. But the thing is that in the short term, if you've bitten off more than you can chew, well, you're not making those improvements anyway. So maybe you need to, you know, pull back a little bit and just take one thing at a time, make it more manageable, and then you're still able to move forward again, but you're doing it in a manageable way. So I think probably the next thing is, if we're moving on to team, you know, and why you would pull back in terms of team, there's really two reasons. Number one is that, you know, you might have some bad apples, so they're the wrong people. They're, you know, causing problems. You know, the bad apple does spoil the bunch, and, you know, as we've said before, nothing kills good employees faster than watching you tolerate bad ones. So, you know, when you have those bad apples, you've got to get rid of them. It's actually really, really important. Now, with that comes less earning capacity, comes falling revenue, comes less GP dollars, even if your GP percentage stays the same, which means you have less dollars to pay for the same fixed costs, which means there's less net profit, which means that you have less to pay your off P&L expenses or repay debts or, you know, whatever it may be. End of the day, you have less cash coming into the business. Like, all of this is a flow on. So you did need to get rid of the people, absolutely. That will shrink your business in the short term, but you're getting rid of them to, you know, essentially you're cutting off the hand to save the arm, right? The difference is the hand can grow back, which is a nice perk, unlike your human body. The other reason might be that, yeah, you're overstructured. So essentially you've got 20 people on the tools and only enough work for 10, and absolutely no show of that turning around anytime soon. In which case, yeah, you might need to get rid of some people, but that's, yeah, ideally you can bring the work in, because you don't want to be getting rid of good people. They're hard enough to find. We always say they're scarce as hen's teeth. So don't pull out the one tooth the hen has.
That's right. That's right.
Probably not growing back.
And I think that the thing here is, when you've recognized that it is okay sometimes to have a, you know, a strategic pullback, all good. How do you actually do that, and how do you downsize is important. And you want to know the size of the financial hole. You need to understand what is the financial challenge you have. What do you need to break even to make it work? What are your debts? Where's your balance sheet at, and how that works? When you actually go through this process, though, the key thing is you want to trim fat, not muscle, because what can happen And a classic example is, you know, let's say you've got a great estimator, you've spent 2 years training them up, they're amazing, business falls and you do retrench. Now, if you make that person redundant, you've lost so much ability and capacity to grow in the future. It's really painful. And if you could keep that person, you know, they're kind of muscle in your business, not necessarily fat, you'd try and do that. So the key is to try and get rid of the weak links and put the downsizing process in a project that actually gives you the results of, you know, protecting the muscle and not cutting the fat. And I find a way to do this is you've got to be flexible. And often asking the team is a great way to do this. You know, if you face this situation, talk to the team about where you're at and ask them for suggestions and options. And there's things, all sorts of things that might pop up. You know, maybe you can do some leave without pay for some people. Maybe there's some of the team that would love to go on a holiday or a vacation for a few months. Maybe they want to travel overseas for a little while. So you can do that, factor that in. Maybe there's a job sharing arrangement you can put in place. Maybe, you know, that estimator, instead of just doing estimating now, they take on some other roles. Maybe they do some admin work as well in the short term so you can protect their role, but, you know, you can keep them in the business as well. Maybe you get people training. Maybe some people go part-time. Like, this is a big thing. Maybe there's, you know, husbands and wives. So maybe you're employing the husband. The wife's got a full-time job, and it would actually work for the husband to actually spend some more time at home, and he works a little bit less, and you just you go through all those options.
You never know until you ask.
You never know till you ask. Maybe you do a four-day week.
Yeah.
We've had clients in the past put everyone on an 80% reduction, you know, paid 80%, 20% reduction, including the owners.
Yeah.
Because you might be like, wow, you can't do that. Well, what's better, to have a good job, an employer who respects you, or to have no job? Because if you're facing tough times, sometimes other people are. The industry's quite soft, and it's actually difficult for them to get another job. So you protect them as much as you can.
Mm.
And so some certain money coming in is better than you know, nothing at all.
Yeah, well, I remember after the GFC, that was actually quite a common thing. You know, a lot of big businesses, you know, had pay reductions across the board, including all of the top executives. In fact, they took heavier reductions, and it saved the businesses people worked for. And the thing is, it was a different time, you know. Jobs weren't as plentiful, and the reality is for the last few years jobs have been really easy to get because there's been too much work in every industry. It's been a major boom, and so, you know, employees were really of the mindset, oh well, you know, if you can't keep me busy, I'll just go somewhere else. That's not going to be how it is forever. This is a cyclical thing. It's coming back around, and people will actually, you know, just want to be looked after through those times, and you'll be surprised what they're open to. And if you don't ask, you know, you don't know.
And particularly really if you've built a reasonable culture in your business, people will know that, hey, this is actually, if you just talk to people about where it's at, you'll be surprised what options you can come up with. And I think the key message here is that there are options.
Mm.
You don't have no choice.
Plus, you'd be surprised sometimes they don't realize what's going on. They could have actually helped all along. This has happened recently. I had a client go to his team and say, hey, you know, we're struggling for workflow. What do you guys think we should do? And one of his guys goes, well, actually, I know somebody that works for XYZ chain of retail stores. And he's always hit me up, said, would we do their maintenance? I just thought we were too busy. So they brought in all this extra work, and it was a happy days. You know? But like, again, like, they just had no idea. So if you don't ask, you don't know. But you got to have those options and, you know, be able to fix those weak areas so that you can rebuild. It's really the key. So let's land this plane.
So when you're in business, sometimes it does get tough. And it's appropriate to actually downsize for financial reasons or stress, lifestyle reasons, or even, you know, team problems. The key is that recognizing it's okay to do it, but it's about actually a long-term growth strategy. It's about pulling back to protect your business now, make it strong, make it lean, so that you can grow into the future. And when you do that, you'll take control of your life, you'll feel on top of things and proactive, and you'll set yourself up for great growth into the future. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
See you later.
Next week on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
Business is a lot tougher for many people than it has been over the last few years. But there are warning signs that your business could be in trouble if you know where to look. The key is to look so you can take action to stay on the front foot. If you're serious about taking your service business to the next level, be sure to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources to help you on your journey. And don't forget to hit the follow button and stay up to date with our latest episodes. That's all for today, folks. We hope you found this episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast helpful and informative. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.